Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. We are 1 week into the third called special legislative session. On this week's episode, we will talk about what has and has not been prioritized thus far by both the Texas Senate and Texas House of Representatives, what we can expect over the course of the next few days as they get back to work, and the growing list of lawmakers not seeking re-election, and what that might mean for the ongoing 2022 election cycle. Lawmakers find themselves on day 8 of the ongoing third called special legislative session. Depending on who you ask, you might get a different answer as to their satisfaction of what has or has not been done thus far. Let me explain. On Wednesday of last week, or day 3 of the ongoing special session, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced two additional items to be added to the overall special session agenda, marking 7 total items on the agenda for lawmakers to consider. The additional items include property tax relief and a proposed Texas constitutional amendment relating to bail reform, something that failed in the most recent special session. The Texas Senate very quickly got to work last week. They've already passed 4 of the 7 agenda items out of their chamber. This includes youth sports protections or legislation relating to prohibiting public school students from playing in UIL athletics that do not correspond with their biological sex at birth. This marks the 4th time that they've passed out this bill from their chamber to the House, which has ultimately killed it its further consideration every time. The Senate also passed legislation relating to regulations on the restraint of dogs, something that initially passed in the regular legislative session, but was vetoed by Governor Abbott, as several provisions went too far in his estimation. The Senate was also quick to act on passing legislation that would provide for one-time property tax relief by using surplus state revenue to buy down the school maintenance and operation portion of the overall property tax rate. Ultimately, this means for the median Texas home, which is about $300,000 in valuation, it would translate to almost $200 worth of relief on their property tax bills. Though several pro-taxpayer organizations still believe this is a far cry from what is ultimately needed to relieve the exponentially increasing burden on property taxpayers in Texas, it is the best bill passed thus far. Lastly, the Senate was also able to quickly pass out the proposed constitutional amendment relating to expanding the list of ways bail can be denied to offenders. Over the weekend, the Senate Special Committee on Redistricting met twice to consider proposed maps for both their own 31 Senate districts and 15 State Board of Education districts as a part of the overall redistricting process. We could ultimately spend a whole episode talking about the highlights of this process thus far, to include significant changes that have been proposed to certain districts for the next 10 years. But for now, if this is something that interests you, I would suggest checking out a side-by-side comparison article I published last week, which summarizes most of them. I will make sure to link the article in today's show notes page. The committee ultimately left the bills pending for now, but it's likely that they will make some adjustments this week before passing it out for the overall Senate to consider. In contrast to all of this, the Texas House of Representatives has seemingly not prioritized much of anything. They began session at the same time last Monday that the Senate did, and almost immediately recessed until last Thursday, September 23rd. Surprisingly, they did not refer any of the currently filed bills to any House committee. When Thursday came around, they convened and considered a few congratulatory and memorial resolutions before again recessing until Monday, September 27th. Again, they did this without referring any of the currently filed bills to any House committee. Effectively, this means that the House has been in session for over a whole week and they have no results whatsoever to speak of. Also, as of this recording, the House has not filed House Bills 1 through 9, presumptively the bills that will address the items on Abbott's special session agenda. One of those bills would also presumptively include the proposed House map for all 150 House districts as a part of the redistricting process. Those have not been made publicly available. Notably, the proposed congressional map has also not been filed in either legislative chamber. Texas currently has 36 congressional districts. Due to an increase in population in the wake of the most recent census, Texas gained 2 additional congressional seats, bringing the total to that of 38 of the overall 435 U.S. congressional districts. It's expected that the initial proposed House map and perhaps the congressional map will get filed and be made publicly available this week, though House Republican leadership has been effectively silent on the issue. The Senate ultimately has 3 of the 7 priorities left on Abbott's agenda to consider. These, of course, include the redistricting maps that we talked about, but they also include how they're going to appropriate about $16 billion worth of federal COVID-19 relief funds passed by the U.S. Congress earlier this year, as well as how they're going to address both state and local vaccine mandates as well, as they consider any exemptions potentially for those mandates or if the mandates should exist at all. Bills have already been filed in the Senate to address both of these priorities. Whether they consider them this week is less clear. Senate Bill 2, for example, allocates about $7.2 billion worth of the $16 billion available to repay a debt owed to the U.S. Treasury for money that was borrowed to address the skyrocketing unemployment compensation fund or unemployment claims that Texas saw itself flooded with, requests in the midst of the pandemic. It is thus far unclear what, if anything, they will allocate the remaining relief money for. Last week, several additional lawmakers announced that they did not intend to seek re-election to their current positions. As of this recording, 9 House members and 1 Senate member have announced that they will not be returning to their current positions. Undoubtedly, some of these are a result of the ongoing redistricting negotiations, but that's mere conjecture as opposed to something that's ever publicly announced. In the House, the following lawmakers have announced they will not be returning: Republican State Representatives Chris Patti of Marshall, Ben Lamont of Iola, James White of Hillister, who is a candidate for Texas Agriculture Commissioner challenging the incumbent Sid Miller, Scott Sanford of McKinney, Matt Krause of Hazlitt, who is also a candidate for Texas Attorney General, and Jim Murphy of Houston. He is, of course, the Republican House Caucus Chairman. Both Patti and Murphy are notable because they both represent Republicans who have actively been problematic for conservative legislative priorities and activists. Patti actively gutted and ultimately killed consideration of a ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying in the regular legislative session, and Murphy actively votes against priorities routinely of the Republican Party of Texas, many times voting with a majority of Democrats over his own House Republican colleagues, even though he's the chairman of the 83-member House Republican Caucus. Thus far, 3 House Democrats have announced they won't be seeking re-election either. Austin area Democrat Celia Israel confirmed rumors that had been circling her for the last few months and indicated she would be exploring instead a run for mayor of the city of Austin, something she cannot officially file to run for until July of 2022. The current Austin mayor, Steve Adler, is term limited. Democrat State Representative Michelle Beckley of Carrollton announced in July she's running for U.S. Congress, challenging freshman Republican Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne. Democrat State Representative John Turner of Dallas also announced a few months back that he did not intend to run for re-election. It's reported that at least about 20 names have been given to House Speaker Dade Phelan, indicating lawmakers who do not intend to run for re-election. It's assumed that once the House redistricting maps are finalized, a few additional announcements will be forthcoming. In the Senate, of the 31 senators, only one thus far has confirmed that she is not running again, and that is Republican State Senator Dawn Buckingham, who launched her campaign for Texas Land Commissioner back in June. Open seats on top of the routine primary and general election challenges make for an interesting election cycle on the horizon and a potentially shuffled deck, so to speak, for politics in the Texas legislature in 2023 and beyond. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on the ongoing third called special legislative session and the 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.